I am running for governor of the state of Florida.
Unlike most of the previous appearances around Florida, such as his announcement in his hometown of Bartow, there was no cheering crowd to greet the 42-year-old Putnam in downtown Pensacola. Instead, it was a roundtable discussion with small business leaders at the Doghouse Deli.
It ranged from human resource management to health care to the law to insurance agency. So it was a good cross-section of a community's economy.
The common theme, says Putnam, is an educational system that needs to produce more graduates who are prepared to enter the workforce with the necessary skill sets.
The soft skills like showing up on time, being professional, and the hard skills, automotive repair, office management. If we're going to rebuild the middle class in Florida, we need to produce a workforce that's graduating with employable skills for any number of industry sectors.
That includes a plan to emphasize more cooperation between K through 12 and Florida's community colleges.
For the university-bound student, their options are unlimited. But for the student who's bound for the workforce, who has a heart for free enterprise, who wants to start their own business, we're leaving those kids behind. And that's the heart and soul of our downtown Main Street community. That's the heart and soul of our middle class.
In the just completed legislative session, lawmakers approved cuts in the state education budget. In Escambia County, it comes to $27 per student, translating to about $1.2 million. Putnam calls that a squandered opportunity.
We have a $3 billion budget surplus in Florida. We are not in a recession. Why you would cut education per pupil funding in this economic climate makes no sense at all. Whether it's Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, or any of our counties across the state, the cuts to the baseline education are unacceptable.
Whoever sits in the governor's chair is Florida's CEO, so to speak. Putnam believes his time as ag commissioner provides some of the experience he needs for the job.
I'm currently managing 123 different wildfires across the state. We've had over 2,000 fires this year alone that have burned over 100,000 acres. Being prepared to manage a crisis on day one, knowing our state, every corner of our state, and how to solve our problems is why I'm the most prepared candidate for governor.
During Putnam's 10 days on the road, residents and voters in both major cities and small towns across Florida are hearing him explain who he is and what he represents. On the flip side, Putnam is getting plenty of feedback as well.
Everywhere that we've stopped, we've had a good crowd. We are bringing our state together. It's not North Florida versus South Florida. It's not the coast versus the interior. There will be no community that is left behind. We are one state, one team, one jersey.
After visiting Pensacola, Adam Putnam's bus tour made stops Friday in Destin and Graceville. They wrap it up on Saturday in O'Brien. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.